Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Some great writers and a lot of great podcasts up at AmericaOutLoud.com. We're thrilled tonight because we're going to be joined once again by Darren Aquino, who's running for Congress in the great state of Florida. Darren also has roots in New York, so we'll be talking to him about what is going on in New York and New York City in particular tonight. So we've got a lot to talk about. And the first time we had Darren on, it is very clear that his passion is helping people with disabilities. So we are looking forward to hearing what Darren is going to tell us about the vaccine and this mandate and how it affects people with disabilities. So there's going to be a lot of great information on the show tonight. Stay tuned. I'm really excited for the show. But Rob, we've seen it all over in the news recently, this vaccine mandate. We're seeing it all over in city jobs. We're seeing it in entertainment, restaurants. All it's going to do is hurt the economy in my book. We're just recovering from a 2020 where a good majority of our economy was shut down for most of the year. And these restaurants, these places are doing all they can to scratch and crawl to stay open. And here we've got only 51% of Americans vaccinated. So here's 50% of America almost that cannot enter their establishments in some of these cities like New York City, where the vaccine is mandated. This is just going to continue to cripple the economy. And Joe Biden's administration continues to be a disaster.
Andrew, I agree with you. I question what's happening right now with this vaccine mandate. You can't play if you haven't been vaxxed. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And we're not saying that the vaccine isn't good. By no means are we saying that. If you've spoken with your healthcare provider, and if he or she says, take the vaccine, by all means, take the vaccine. But pushing people to take it, jeopardizing their livelihood if they don't take it, attacking them for questioning why they should take it, it's wrong. And we should be allowed to decide what we want to do with our bodies. But when it comes to something that the left wants, you don't decide. You don't have that right. But for them, an abortion, my body, my choice. Now, in my opinion, you can't compare the two because one, you're looking at taking an innocent life. But then again, if it is my life, why do you want me to put some vaccine that I just don't believe in my body? And when we look at the numbers and we look at the people that have taken the vaccine and who have still gotten COVID-19, does it make a whole lot of sense? Now, a year ago, the media was scaring us all, showing us the people that have died because of COVID-19. All those that have gotten COVID-19, they've died. And the numbers just kept going up and up and up and up and up. What they never shared with us were those individuals that had contracted COVID-19, also known as the China virus, and got better. They never told us those stories. They were busy talking to us or sharing the stories of those individuals that died. And of those numbers, they never told us if those individuals had an underlying condition or not. Maybe some did, maybe some didn't. But the media never volunteered that. They just told us that they died and how many were dying. Not once did they tell us of the numbers of those individuals that got the virus and got better. And that's one of the things that I would want to know, that if I got this deadly China virus, I'll survive. No, I might go through the ringer, but I will survive. There was not a message of hope, only a message of doom and gloom. And as a result, people were terrified. And they kept changing the benchmarks so as to who would get this virus and who wouldn't. those with underlying conditions, comorbidities, the elderly, stay inside, wear your mask. And then as the months passed on, they changed it and said, okay, maybe young people. But the young people came right after they got the shots, right after we got the vaccines. Then it became the young people, they're getting sick. And then every so often, okay, this person died or that person. So the benchmark kept changing. Who couldn't get it kept changing. And now that we have the vaccine that both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden said, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't trust Trump. Those words still reverberate in a lot of communities. A lot of people still hear them saying it. And for those people, they're probably saying, well, now you're telling us to take it because you managed to get to the White House. But we don't have any faith or assurance that we should take this vaccine. And why hasn't Barack Obama made a public service announcement telling us to take it? He's busy at his birthday party twerking. And now we know that from that birthday party, 60 plus people got the China virus, but little is said of it. We also see groups, big groups that are hanging out, people that are protesting and going to concerts. They're not wearing a mask, but we don't hear that they got the virus. But then just the other day in New York City, they had a celebration of those individuals or the opening up of the city. They had all these entertainers that were there. And you could only go if you could prove that you had been vaccinated. Now, they're telling us that Black people, Brown people are one of the groups of people that don't want to get vaccinated. So needless to say, they weren't at that concert because they had been ostracized. Now Joe is trying to get companies to push their employees to get the vaccine. Who is that going to affect? Black people, because Black and Brown people aren't sold on the vaccine. I don't care who you are, what you do, you must take the vaccine. You have hospitals. You have people in the hospital staffers that are saying, I don't want to take the vaccine. Even in sports, football players are saying, I don't want to take the vaccine. But they're telling you, here's a carrot. If you want the keys to life, you better take the vaccine. Well, when you look at the numbers, according to the CDC, a large majority of people have taken the vaccine. So why can't we just get on with their lives? Well, you know, they've changed it again. And they're now saying that although you have taken the vaccine, you need a booster. And those individuals who haven't taken it, you could infect the vaccinated again. We're not saying that the vaccine is, there's anything wrong with it. But by gosh, get your stories together. Stop all of the backwards and the forwards. And there are some people who just can't take it because of medical conditions. So you're going to force them to take it against their wills? You're going to keep people from being able to work? You're going to fire people because they don't want to take it? Andrew, this just doesn't make any sense. This is America. And how many people in 2019 took the flu shot? How many people didn't take it? Now, the flu shot has been around for quite some time. Every year they say, take your flu shot. And people, I'm not taking it because I'm not going to get sick. No big push. But for this particular virus, you take it and they're putting in all these ramifications if you don't take it. What is going on? You're causing more doubt than trust because of the way you're rolling this out. And this has nothing to do with President Trump and more so with President Biden, who thought he would be able to go into office, claim that he was responsible for the vaccine and that people would take it. And now he sees that that's just not the case. This is our government. They've got to do a better job. If you want people to feel comfortable with this vaccine, then do a better job in presenting it to them. So as Andrew said, we have Darren Aquino on tonight. And he's going to discuss with us and tell us what he has encountered with this vaccine, because he's an advocate for individuals with disabilities and for veterans. So we need as many people as possible to come out and say, hey, this is what I've experienced, and this is what's happening. So without further ado, Darren, how are you?
How you doing, guys? It's great to be back. Thank you for having me. I feel like family now here with you guys. And let me just say to your audience, thank you, you and Rob, taking the time to report to the American people what's going on, giving a true and accurate detail to inform people. You know, one of the biggest problems are people are uninformed, and that's why they make rash decisions. So I just want to thank you guys for being there for the American people. And this is just let me respond to what you said. This is our government. This is not our government. This is not a government of the people or by the people. And clearly it's not for the people. They have demonstrated practices that come against the constitutional rights of each and every American. But when it gets to disabled Americans, now they have an argument with me. And because they're vulnerable. You were saying also earlier, we didn't get a report. We know this. People in nursing homes are vulnerable by the status of being in, the title of it, nursing home, tells you that they were at risk. They were violated, that it was so heinous a crime, it resulted in death. Are they suffering? Are people still suffering? Yes. Is everybody a candidate for the not so sure vaccine? Now they're saying the FDA approved this one. What about the past ones that they were ordering people to get, which is unconstitutional? I myself, as you guys know, I had COVID, and it was not good. And I was struggling for breath and holding on to life. I'm fortunate to have a good chief medical officer and some people that were working with that Remdesivir and all of those things and other techniques that they didn't tell the American public. And this was right in March, right after I sent a message to Cuomo what to do with the homeless and the disabled to use the armories around New York and other facilities, giving him ideas when he rejected the use of the Comfort and the Javits Center. What we see is reckless leadership, that it attacked the vulnerable, the disabled, as you said, the disabled, and yes, disabled veterans. I like to give them a notch up because they're the forgotten heroes, the men and women who've become victims after war with, they've come down with disabilities and PTSD and a number of conditions from the tragedies of war. And to overlook them means they'll have no problem overlooking you, the civilian citizen. That's what you're seeing. You've seen it. You've watched it. You've watched these reckless Democrats sit there, these liberal leftist, communist regime, take away and strip the American people of their constitutional rights, and we're sitting back. So, I did make a court case, for among other things, because it was a good attack to leverage one of the biggest elections in the last decade since Bush Gore. This was the biggest election that was meeting with controversy, with the challenges. So what better distraction than this COVID and death? That's how ruthless these elected are. And I hate to put all Democrats in, because my parents were Democrats and they were good people. So when I say this, I want everybody to know I'm not challenging the Democrats. I'm saying the elected that are using the flag Democrat are criminals. They are reckless.
Right. And just to add to what you're saying, yes, you're not indicting all the Democrats, because there are some good Democrats that are out there, but they're very few and far in between. The JFK Democrats, as I've been told, they've retreated. They're in silence because they're afraid of these radical Democrats, Darren. What do you say?
I agree. The JFK Democrats are silent. Those were the patriotic Democrats. I mean, there was a time in our country where Democrats and Republicans we're a little off page on each thing, but the good of the country was the theme of the House of Representatives, working for the people. Now you've got these folks that are self-righteous and they work for themselves. They're capitalizing on the power and authority given to them every 2 years. And the Congress is the strongest, because without the Congress, these are the ones that are infringing. This is the one, these other elected and are pushing this Congress to go their way, to sway and dismantle the constitutional freedoms and liberties and securities, you know, and that's what you have to watch. You have to watch these radicals, what they're doing. Look, we all heard Ilhan Omar and AOC and Nancy Pelosi. They want to dismantle and rewrite what the forefathers put in stone. There is no rewriting. There's obedience to it. There's submission in the interest of the people of the United States. We got radicals there that are hurting the very fiber of what this country was founded on. They're hurting the mom and pop stores. They're taking us like little chess pieces or checker pieces and saying, okay, we're going to move this and you're going to do this, or you in the store, you're going to tell them you're not going to let them in unless they have a shot. They're infringing on the owner and on the freedom of the citizen, saying you can't go here unless we say so. That's what it is. It's not, forget if it's a shot. What are they going to say next? They don't like the color of your shirt, so you can't go to that store. You can't go to that restaurant. You're not allowed. This is nonsense. They're getting carried away. They're just outright stripping us of our freedom. So people need to stand up. You need the same rallying that we did on January 6th, peaceably, of course, because it's the numbers that make the difference. You have a voice. You have to use it, just like you guys are doing, just like I do as an advocate of 38 years. I made a difference in the ADA. I rally the voice of the disabled because it is our right. It is our duty to also do so. If we don't stand up, then sit down and shut up and take it. But I'm not going to take it. And I'm glad you guys are out there as another voice, because that's what we need. We need to take our country back. Look how reckless, a governor to put to death grandma and grandpa and think it's okay and say, well, he was using administrative powers. This was in the best interest. When you put an infected individual, when the CDC reports, which is not really a big a government authority agency, it's a reporting agency, and they reported the facts. And when you put the infected into private nursing homes, sign an executive order, okay, you put those people and you gave them a death sentence. The problem I had with that was, where was their right to due process to challenge the authority putting me in harm's way? Because a nursing home, look at it this way now, a nursing home for elderly and disabled, you probably never heard it this way before, it now becomes their residence. Basically, he went into their home because they have rooms. That is their home for all intents and purposes. He had no right to do that. He violated their home and put them to death. And they want to let that go. And then they make the sex scandal, 11 victims versus 15,000, which they found out, the attorney general, which she's no bargain either. Okay, she was responsible for the death of two children in a temporary housing situation in 2018, where the two twins were killed because the building was condemned. And she openly comes out and says, we knew about this. She was the public advocate then. If you knew that these conditions were there, why did you let the family stay there? It seems that they stop at nothing. They stop at nothing. But now they're worse than rhinos. They're feeding each other. She threw Andrew Cuomo under the bus. But to make it like sexual abuse is worse than murder, I don't think so.
Darren, I agree with you.
Mom and pop she killed. Right. She killed them. She killed your parents. She killed your grandparents.
15,000 people.
But they lied about the number. It was more. It was more like 22,000.
See that? But they were murdered.
Yes, they were.
And we're looking at, now, again, sexual harassment is bad.
Horrible.
15,000 people. Or, like you said, more than that, probably 22,000.
22,000.
murdered, who is going to stand up for them? Who is going to say, wait a minute, why didn't Letitia James go after that? Why wasn't she looking at that? She was looking at the sexual harassment because she knew.
But here's the best part. They did it after the election.
Yeah.
These people died before it. And under the governor.
Under the governor.
They were distracting because the president could have moved to move him. You rally up 2/3 of the Congress and you get rid of him. Because the interest of the people is first in the Constitution. First and foremost, the ultimate power is the Constitution. When people's lives, when the state is abusing its citizens, we take refuge under the Constitution. But they were distracting Trump. You understand? They were doing and hitting him from everywhere. It's just hard to do. It's just hard to fight everybody in the midst. And it's like they planned it that way. They planned it. A small group telling 320 million Americans what they're going to do. Think about it. There's only 455 Congress members. I'd like to see you tell a million people standing outside the Capitol what you're going to do. You know, think about it. Just think about it. Right. If we stood there peaceably and we lined the halls and the streets of Washington with 2 or 3 million, there's not enough troops to stop us. The many that were there, that was not an insurrection. An insurrection would have tore down the house. Okay, it was tragic. Anybody losing their life is tragic. But how about the 22,000 lives? Wasn't that tragic? You want people to sit by and be calm with it and say, hey, our Constitution demands, it tells us it's our duty to go and rattle that house and flip it. It's Darren, not asking us, it's telling us, yes.
Darren, you're 100%. And I have said that over and over again. We are always telling other countries that if you don't like what's happening, we're telling this to Iran, to Pakistan, to Afghanistan, we say to rise up. What happened on January 6th wasn't an insurrection. It was individuals saying that we're sick and tired and we want to be heard. And the FBI just released a report saying the exact same thing. So why is Nancy Pelosi having hearings with Adam Kissinger and Liz Cheney to say that it was an insurrection when it wasn't? They want to deflect from what's actually happening, and that is that they're taking away our civil liberties under the guise of you weren't vaccinated.
To save the ones that are guilty for the debts that are unsurmountable around the country. It was Democrats that sat with Cuomo and he rallied the governors to put them in nursing homes. He didn't rally our governor here in Florida. He didn't rally him. And we took better steps here. I gave Andrew advice. I faxed him. I know Andrew. Now I despise him. You know, my uncle suffered in that nursing home. He got infected. He lost a testicle. They were cutting. You know, COVID was affecting folks differently. And my uncle's a Vietnam veteran. And they held him captive. I sent Andrew a fax. Help me get him out. They're holding him. They changed his proxy. Not a word. They were stealing his benefit. Committing Medicare and Medicaid fraud, saying they visited my uncle every day. And he gets an infection. He's left 7 weeks. OK, Riverdale Nursing Home up in the Bronx. OK, an affluent area in the Bronx. Right. OK, he's in this nursing home. He gets this infection. But the Medicare bill that I got says they see him 25 minutes a day. Really? So then did they deliberately torture him for 7 weeks with an infection in his groin area and his testicles? And then he was rushed to Metropolitan Hospital and they didn't want to release him. They changed me as his proxy so that they can hold him captive. I had the police come from the 50th precinct. They held him there for another 14 months until finally they panicked. The facility was infected more. Did Andrew defend his citizen? No, he did not. Am I fighting that in court now? Yes, I am. Am I naming the others, the judges particular out here? You can't say all of this. Yes, I can. It's a metaphor to this. You know what I mean?
Darren,
I am going to say it.
Right. And Darren, if you weren't the proxy for your uncle, and you mentioned this to us when you first came on our show, your uncle would have been one of the 15 or 22,000 individuals, unfortunately, that were murdered.
Had
you not been involved and fought this tooth and nail. And your uncle is now with you, right?
Yes, he's with me. He's been with me since October 13th. And before they released him, listen what they did. Before they released him, and there were new owners, and I told them, listen, you need to release him. They made me wait 2 more months, okay? They said to me when I got there, she said, okay, here he is. They threw him out at the door. I said, wait a second. She said, sign this. I said, I ain't signing nothing. I told the doctor and the nurse. And I said, when was the last time you examined him? 2 months ago, August 13th. The facility's infected. You didn't test him for anything, and you're handing him over to me, putting me at risk, a 9/11 survivor with respiratory issues. And she just looked at me like, I said, sign that paper and put on that paper that you saw him last. And she says, I see him once a month, but I got a bill that her name is on it, says she saw him every day for 25 minutes. The governor ignored Medicare fraud with nursing homes. He ignored it. That's your tax dollars, guys. Here's the key. Under the law, as I'm a good advocate, the American people can go into the courthouse, the United States District Court in New York, the Eastern District or the Southern District, whether they're in the Bronx or whatever, and file a claim as a taxpaying citizen that the harm that was caused. You have a right. You have standing. You have standing because of your status as a citizen and what harm you suffered. That was double billing. My friend's mother was in the hospital. She had heart surgery. They put her in a room with an infected individual. Where was the protection? Now, this is a hospital. This is North Shore Hospital on Community Drive. My mother died in the same place. They punctured my mother's lung, not from COVID, but just to show you that the administrators of the hospitals work deals with the governor, because the doctors, they heal people. They don't set the protocol in place in the hospital. So I don't want anybody to think we're blaming the doctors, but let's call it the way it is. Are you dumb? Here's a woman. She just had a successful surgery. She was 80 some odd years old, but a strong Italian woman. My assistant chief, Frank Spitorno, who actually ran against Joe Crowley and was going to run again against AOC, his mother. She was fine. She was strong. They put a COVID person dead in 3 days. Reckless. That is reckless. These behaviors are intolerable. But under the leadership of, and let's not leave Bill de Blasio out, because here's why. Every government elected leader has the duty, when they take that oath, to protect and defend the Constitution. What do you think they're doing it for? They're doing it to protect the citizens of the respective state that they're in, for the protection of the people, we the people. Okay, the state gets to do certain things on its own, but it never at any time has the right to forsake the life of any citizen. You see? And that's what they did. And Nancy Pelosi and her show, Nancy, pull it over your eyes, Pelosi, is telling you, look, Donald did this. Donald was saving the country. Donald was doing everything in his power, but they kept barraging him. Death here. They did that so it would look like he did it. It was to leverage the campaign. But in that, they killed mothers and fathers and young people. Then it started spreading. All of a sudden, it's attacking one. Now, conveniently, it's finding younger people. This was very suspicious from the beginning. You know, I don't believe Trump had good intel right away. But that's the people around him. You can be the best guy. But if you got garbage around you, you know, or infiltrators, and they're everywhere. Infiltrators are everywhere. They're shoe flies. They're there. They come in as a Republican, but they're not. Look at Mike Bloomberg, right? He was everything that he needed to be when he needed to be. He was loyal to nobody but himself. A guy elects himself for 3 terms, pays off the city council. Come on. We have rules for a reason, for the good of the people. When they go outside of that, it tells you your government is in jeopardy. It's saying to the American citizen, it's doing what Benjamin Franklin told you, what Abraham Lincoln told you, what Thomas Jefferson said, whenever injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. That's the deal. We have to stand up for this country. And that's why these podcasts and these radio shows and genuine patriotic American like you and Rob, and it's so important to get out there, because you know what? The voice that you have here gives courage to people. So I'm speaking to every American. Don't let them do it. Don't let the Andrew Cuomos get away with it. It's time to put them to the cross and hold them accountable. We're not asking. Lives were taken.
Yeah, well said, Darren. The entire first half, fantastic information. And if we've got a great product for you guys, if you're listening, Rob and I have tried Healthy Cell and we do not regret it one bit. We're so happy we did. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, or energy, you can check out healthycell.com. It's the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Comes in a gel that tastes great. You can go to healthycell.com and save 20% with the code OUTLOUD. You are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. And we'll be back with more from Darren Aquino on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cell's pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
There was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutLoud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcast, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
We're back after dark with Rob and Andrew, and our guest tonight is Darren Aquino. And when we went to break, Darren was telling us how we have got to stand up and hold Andrew Cuomo accountable. 15 to 22,000 people, possibly more, died in the nursing homes. And as we've been told, this deadly virus, China virus, has impacted the Black and Brown community. Now, they've been telling us the number of people that have died, but they will not break it down as to what does that number consist of. How many were Black? How many were white? How many were Hispanic? How many were Jews? How many were Asians? They won't tell us that. And you have Letitia James, who wants to be the next governor of New York, has decided to come out with these charges against Cuomo, and a lot of pressure was put up on him. He finally resigned. Now, I think it's all politics. Sexual harassment is bad. But so was the murder of 22,000 nursing home individuals. And if we didn't have advocates like Darren, who fought for his uncle, who would speak for these people? Because as far as a lot of these nursing homes, and nursing homes are good. There are a lot that are good out there. I remember when I was a reporter, I did a piece on nursing homes and assisted livings. But they're few and far between because a lot of them are looking at the money. It's like a facade. They'll show you this really nice, beautiful room. But then behind the scenes, it's anything that you would desire. But Andrew Cuomo was responsible for this. And as Darren said, as far as President Trump, Andrew Cuomo was saying, we don't need him to come here. I can take care of this. And he sent Andrew Cuomo a ship that's set in the bay, unused, after all the liberals, the media, and everyone else said, oh, New York is going to die. He's going to perish. And eventually the ship left hospital beds set up in Central Park that went unused. The Jacobs Javits Center, a convention center, it went unused. All of this was given to these lefties, and they didn't use it. They allowed people to die miserably. Darren said he contracted COVID, and he had a very difficult time breathing. But By the grace of God, he survived. Just imagine how many other people, the 22,000 that could have survived, they could be with us today, grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, if it wasn't for the selfishness and the political games played by Andrew Cuomo. He's gone now. He will no longer be the governor. But Letitia James is still in office, the so-called attorney general. She can still go after Cuomo. But she's too busy focusing on her political career because that's how Democrats roll. They try to knock out their opponents because she probably saw, she being Letitia, Andrew Cuomo as an opponent, if he was going to run again. Because, you know, these Democrats, when they get into office, they think that it's theirs. They're entitled. They like to create these dynasties. And they like to hand it down to the next person and to the next person and to the next person. That is the reason why we have 50 plus years of Democrat failed policies in a lot of our big states and big cities, because Democrats have sat at the helm and done absolutely nothing. And the media has been complicit. And now big tech is complicit. And you look around you and you say, what's happening? Nothing is happening. And then once they've messed it up, once they've torn it up, what do? They immediately run to the red states, bringing their crazy ideas there. Oh, well, you know, when I lived here, we did it this way. Well, you don't live here anymore, and we don't do it that way. And if you want to do it that way, go back to where you came from. That's what you literally have to do, because that's where we are in this day and age. You can't make nice with these people. As Chad Canton said when he came on our show, you can't make nice with them. You have to respectfully put them in their place and let them know that was then, this is now. We're not doing it that way, because that way doesn't help anyone. They're selfish individuals, 50 plus years doing the same thing over and over again. Look at Joe Biden in the White House. He's been trying to get there for almost 40 years. Now that he's has one foot on a banana peel and the other foot in the grave, he's out just messing up everything, messed up Afghanistan, messed up the entire vaccination process, messed up the border. 50 plus years of Democrats rule, and this is what you get. Complete chaos. And we're supposed to trust them? We're supposed to just hand everything over to them? Oh, well, if you don't, they'll forcibly take it. Again, look at what they're doing with the vaccination. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't participate in society. We will shut you out. And who does it affect? Who does it impact? The most vulnerable people in our society. So Darren, you were telling us when we went to break of a story of a friend who was unable to be an advocate for his mom, I think. And the person
and he's actually my assistant chief, Frank Spitorno. Frank Spitorno ran for Congress in AOC's district when Joe Crowley, the absentee congressman, just before her. But the Rhino Republicans in New York didn't push behind him. Because of my Latino and Italian culture and the knowledge of me, I got him 40,000 votes. But if the party would have gotten and invested in their candidate like they should have, we wouldn't have an AOC problem. We would have had the kindest, gentlest, patriotic candidate whose father was a veteran, a war veteran. His mother, killed by COVID in a hospital in Long Island, couldn't do it. The brother, a lawyer, federal lawyer, such a accredited family, such a kind, giving, gentle Italian family, the culture. You know, like I said, 2 weeks before she died, I was saying, hey, mama, how's everything? And she's walking into the kitchen to make her son's dinner, because every Sunday it's a routine. And then all the brothers would come and mom would cook for them. She had a little issue with the heart because, you know, my grandmother had it, you know, the rich food. So you get the valves clogged. So she had to have some surgery. So the doctor said, yeah, we can do this. They had her protected most of the time until after the surgery. They put her in the room with an infected person. How do you not know that? How do you not know that? What is that?
Horrible.
Okay, now Cuomo, listen, Letitia James, like I said, the mayor, they're just as responsible. They're complicit. Their duty, remember, this happened in the boroughs. The mayor could have went against the governor and said, listen, you're reckless. You're not doing that. But it was a Democratic plot. That's why Letitia James came out late. She's a criminal. He killed more people than in the history of organized crime. He did more hits in 1 year than organized did in the history of organized crime. Do you realize that?
Shameful, shameful, shameful. Shameful.
Not only that, I'm very proud to be both Italian and Puerto Rican. Okay, I'm very proud of that. He robs you of the pride and lets people think that he's some kind of gangster. One of the things that Rudy fought folks that were in New York when he was going after the John Gottis and folks, he was fighting for what they were doing to the character of the culture of Italians, of what we brought here, the art, the great things that we brought here and the structures that you see around New York City. He was upset that they were destroying the culture to make this, to undermine what we really are. Look what he did. He murdered them. He did what Hitler did at Munich, and he attacked the vulnerable. Hitler, what did he kill? Women and children, right? And the elderly. What did Como do? Same thing. And he didn't use any of the facilities that the president put in play. When I saw the ship coming, I said, look, everybody, from love with the president, here comes the comfort coming down. People were going crazy. What the governor do? Oh, we're so grateful. We're so thankful. You see the double tongue on him? Like a snake. Turns it all around.
And you don't trust a snake. Because that's right. It will bite.
That's right. Remember the song with the snake?
I love that poem. I love it.
My brother used to tell me what that meant that when I was a kid. You know, when I heard it, I was 12, 13 when it came out. And I said, that's a pretty cool song. The beat was nice. And he said, no, look, you can't trust the snake. It was good. He saved it, brought it back to life, and boom. And he bit her and poisoned him. And he said, you knew I was a snake when you brought me in.
And Darren, I say the same thing for those liberals and Democrats that are out there today, especially the ones that are attacking now, seemingly Joe Biden, saying, oh, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. I'm like, don't trust them. Do not
trust
them.
The beginning, right? We knew that at the beginning,
because they will turn. They'll say that, well, maybe he's not doing enough with the vaccine. Do not trust them, because they will bite you.
You know, it's the killer here. Here's the killer: that the people are so naive to think that these other things are not a show. They're not seeing the truth that they're going to let this happen to cover up that. Watch, Joe Biden's going to give Andrew Cuomo a pardon, and then it's time to flip the country. It's time to get out of your chair, grab your arms like the Constitution says, and line up and give them an ultimatum to leave our house. That's what the Constitution is. Very harsh in what it says what we're supposed to do. It doesn't ask you to tell them to leave. It tells you to throw them off. It tells you to throw off the guard for the future security. It's the third verse. When these train of abuses occur, that's the sign that defends the design variably against the very same object. It is not only our duty, but our right to save the future security of the nation. He murdered your grandmother and grandfather, your mom and your pop, and he did it ruthlessly. The same way he put his hand up a trooper, law enforcement, up a blouse. He thinks he can, because we, those Democrats in New York, under the leadership, they're being fed the Kool-Aid. And they're swallowing. They're swallowing. Look at the writing on the wall. It's done. He did it. And there is no law that prevents him from getting arrested for it. It was planned. It was orchestrated. It was premeditated. He made a conscious decision in his unofficial and official capacity to be the big shot, to make this fall on Donald Trump and make that look like a tragedy and try and manipulate with the great works that President Donald Trump was doing. And I know this man. You know, casually know Don, come to the family restaurant for 30 years, played golf with my other cousin, the owner of Arizona Ice Team, for 20 years. He wanted to save this country, and he was on the road. We were on that road. This country was going up, and they said, we can't have that. Then Dominion was all over the place. What else did we have? What else did they have to leverage? But this manufactured disease, what happened to the people that made it? They survived it. How is that? How is that they survived it? You got to ask yourself that question. And now we're at another point. So while you're thinking about all of these deaths around the country, they focused on New York. But Newsom's responsible too. They died in California. They died in Jersey. These three Democratic criminals need prison. They should be in the same cell. If I had my way and I was governor, people wanted me to come back to New York and run for governor. The conservative chairman called me and asked me some positional things. And I said, listen, I would go back there but they have to fund and get out there because you're fighting the big Democratic machine of criminals. If you could raise the money and raise the awareness, I could hold my own with the people. They know my status. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I fight for the vulnerable. I've done that for 38 years. Four presidents supported me and three justices, and one of them, Sotomayor. I love her. I think she's great. A lot of people don't like her, but for the disabled, you know, I got to look at my community. There's 150 million disabled Americans. They were falling victim to every Democrat. Who do you think they can? They showed you who they were going after because they couldn't fight for themselves. They're not only bully murderers, they're bullies outright. And now they're forcing children, children with disabilities, to wear a mask when they have exemption by the ADA. Because a child with autism, with sensory issues, cannot wear a mask. You put him in crisis. He gets a waiver. He gets a waiver. My other assistant in Kentucky, she went to the gun range. They held her, made her stand in a spot. When she claimed her waiver, even the governor gave the exemption. She was arrested for trespassing. And we're fighting that case now. This is Democratic-led states. The great state of Kentucky. I'm not going to believe it.
So, Darren, what do individuals do when they're up against, just like you said, you're an advocate for the disabled, but there's so many people that are out there that they're afraid. They try to go and help grandma, grandpa, their parents or uncles. But then when they're told stop, they're met with the arm of the law. They're thinking, well, I can't do anything else. But clearly you can do more. If they're trying to push this on your loved one and you don't think it's the best thing, what is your advice to them?
My advice to them is this. I know there's a lot of struggling folks. Some people look at to file a case in federal court, to do it pro se, and in circumstances of constitutional fundamental rights, counsel must be appointed. So you could start the case. You got to start it. Okay. I mean, they can call advocates. You know, you could find me on Twitter at Aquino, number four Congress on Twitter, on Facebook. You just Google Darren Aquino and Advocates for Disabled comes up. You can go to www.adaadvocates.com and we'll guide you. We'll help you and put you on track because listen, your rights are sovereign rights. They've been attacked by criminals. This federal court is the way to go because these issues are constitutional infringements and you have a remedy and it's the federal court. And if you can't afford it, then you go to a lawyer. And if a lawyer don't take it because of they're afraid because it's politics, you know, one of my posts, you guys probably saw it. Was it politics or was it murder or was it both? I think it was both. And it went bad. So they threw him under the bus for it. And then Biden's going to give the remedy out. But you want a remedy. Your remedy, folks, all of you, in the sound of my voice, wherever you are, whatever state you are, the only refuge you have is federal court. If you have a disabled child with autism or, like me, you have an airway issue, 9/11, COPD, you ain't putting a mask on my face, and I'm not getting that injection. Because not everybody, that's the other thing, guys, not everybody is a candidate for it because you're literally getting infected with that. You can't have it. That's why in the beginning, but they made some of the Democratic liberals on talk shows, like on The View, you know, well, at least Whoopi. I worked with Whoopi when I was acting and she's a nice lady. I don't know what happened to these folks. I don't know how much Kool-Aid they drank, but they're out of their mind.
They're drinking all out of the Kool-Aid.
I'm telling you, because they're in agreement. And as a minority to myself, you know, you better get your head screwed on right because they're coming after you next. You understand? This is about power and authority and taking yours away. You understand? We have the most power. The people always hold the power, but you don't know it. You got to go into that federal courthouse, make your petition, do the best. I'll help you orchestrate. I'll help you with some of the language. You know, listen, if we get in this together, they lose and we win. You understand? They were afraid. 50,000, look at, and the troops, let me tell you, if we go and we flip a state house and we do it peaceably, we go in. If you try and harm us, we're going to harm you back. I would tell everybody peaceably do it. And we're telling you to leave because you're not serving in the interest of the people. You go this. There was 10 million disabled in New York. 2 million people left New York. But there is 9 million people disabled in New York. And the reason you don't know the accurate number, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm suing Social Security to change that, because when you turn age 67, okay, and this is another political trick, when you turn age 67, you become retired and you don't appear disabled. The only reporting disability agency in the country is who? Social Security. So how are you going to have an accurate number if they change
that's
it?
Right.
Okay. So that's part of my argument. So I want to encourage everybody. Don't give up on your country. You know, it's guys like you and me and your show. We're not giving up, but we need all of you listeners. Don't give up. Don't be a radical crazy and go make trouble. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, stand up. Stand up like the proud American you are. You went to rally to Washington for Trump. Now go to the courthouse and rally for your family. Get your friends. Get everybody. Come in a group. Bring 20, 30, 50, 100, 1,000. You march into that courthouse and you tell them what they're going to do. That's your right. They don't tell you that. But a justice told me. And I'll tell you who it was. When I met with her, Sotomayor, she said to me, Darren, we never talked about any cases of my cases. She just praised me for what I've done for so many years and congratulated me on behalf of the country. She said to me, whenever they tell you, whenever a fundamental right is in jeopardy, they must provide you counsel. Do not let them tell you no. This from an associate justice. That's why I respect her. She's also Latino, the same neighborhood as my mother. I respect her. And she's there. She was honest and upfront with me right there. Spent time with me, took photos. It's online if you see it. And it was a very proud day. My mother didn't live to see it. It would have been a big deal because she came from the same area. It's like a big deal, you know, for Latinos. You know, we're the brown skin, the Latinos that they put us on applications. They pointed out, I'm offended when I see that. You know, they challenged me in my race. They said, well, we didn't know you were Latino because it was white. I said, well, isn't it the same? I mean, okay, my skin's a little brown, but I'm American. And well, they didn't tell us that, you know, so they want you to say you're black. They want you to say that you're Latino. Why?
That's the left. It's the they are so big.
We're the human race.
Right. Identity
politics.
We're
the human race.
They don't care about America. It's just like, no, we want to know the color. We want this. They're so ingrained with identity politics. And it's unbelievable
how they didn't think a guy like me. They didn't think a guy like me would fight so hard for so long. I was a Reagan memo. He was the guy that started me off, then Bush 41. They said, this is what you're doing is great. And then Bush 43, too. I was at that White House that November after George Bush signed it into law. And he made the accommodations for me and 10 disabled to have a tour. And it was a proud day for me as a disabled American. And now, you know, I'm fighting a voter suppression. They're disenfranchised voters. And you know, now they want to make this act the Disabled Voters Act. They brought a bill to the floor on February 3rd. Hello, we already have one. It's called the Americans with Disabilities Act. They wanted to make this, pass this legislation to stop everything from the past and only count it from 2022. You know what they could do with that piece of paper, right? I say no. There'll be none of that. And it was a Democrat. You know why? Because they heard me. I'm one of the most monitored candidates and public figures out there because Darren tells it the truth. He's real. People like me. I'm just a likable guy. I'm that street kid that grew up that if I can help you, I help you. And they look and they say, look at him. And he's good looking, too. You know, so it's like, you know, yeah. So I get that. I get that a lot. Darren, you're so charming.
Darren, we've only got a few minutes left, so we want to shift gears a little bit, get your opinion on some more things. Just recently, Curtis Sillo was named the Republican candidate in New York City. I know that you're longtime friends with Mayor Giuliani. What are your thoughts on Curtis Sillo? We had on Fernando Mateo on the podcast. We really liked him, but Curtis Sillo is the candidate. What are your thoughts on Curtis?
I like Curtis growing up. He did the right thing. He was the guardian angel advocate to keep the elderly safe. He started a good thing. I think now I went to the memorial services. I sent my assistant, Frank, to Mia Soti's familia. Remember her? The cop that was killed by a mentally ill man.
Yeah.
The governor's responsible for that as well, for cutting the benefits. And not one, not Eric Adams, not Curtis, none of them showed up for the elderly mother to show respect for the police force. So what does that tell you? They're going to be in line with different regulation for the police. They're talking one thing, but not doing another. anybody could flip to Rhino overnight. That's the thing that's scary. You know, I like Curtis, but I took away my endorsement from him. I said, you know what? Vote your conscience, folks. You know, vote your conscience. You know, they call me, forgot. I like Curtis. But, you know, listen, you know, if they were really smart, back before Eric Adams, I spoke with Eric. I got Eric's phone number and the thing. And I said, well, listen, if a candidate's going to do the right thing, whether you're Democrat or Republican, I'm for the right thing. What are you for? I said, what are you for? And right, Darren. And I would have helped him. But I saw as a push comes to shove, they want the power and not the duties that come with it. New York needs to be revitalized again. It took a bad hit with these murders. It took a bad hit, more than 20,000 businesses from this COVID. You got to have a strong, wise candidate. And here's the thing. You can't do it alone. I even offered my services. It'll get out of control. It'll get out of control because of the rhinos in New York. It'll go sideways. So we got to put somebody who's a patriot. If it's none of the above, then you got to go, you know, or write your best local activist in, because you're not going to get a shot with these guys. You're not going to have a shot. Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa is not my choice. After they did not do that, they have no compassion. It was the worst crime to a police officer, a single mom of three, and the governor and the mayor were responsible because he could have bulletproofed the cars. I was at Ramos's funeral. I go to all of them. I was up there for Highway 3, the Greek cop, Anastasis. I was there with the family. I go up. And that's why people like me, because I show my love and support. My brother's a cop. My nephew's a cop in the 7-5. When our police are hurt, I go and support. I show up. If we can do anything, we could at least give a show of support. And that's what it comes down to, like you guys are doing here by this podcast. You're getting out there. You're supporting. That's what you need to do. Definitely not vote for either of them. They're out.
Neither of them get the Darren Aquino endorsement. No. Darren, it's been a great hour. If people want to follow up with you and find out what you're up to, what is the best spot to do so?
Come and visit me and hang out with me on Twitter. Let's see what Joe Biden's going to do. He's killing Americans in Afghanistan. Go to Aquino number 4 at Twitter or www.aquino4congress.com. And if you're a disabled person with a challenge and you need my help or advice, go to www.adaadvocates.com. And I will help you. We're fighting for another veteran now and some other vulnerable folks. We're guiding them and leading them through the court process. Stand up for your rights. Don't take this sitting down. You don't have to. You're an American citizen. You're entitled to everything. It's our country, not theirs.
Well said, Darren. And you were joined us. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud. America Out Loud's got so many great shows for you guys to go check out, like Ladies of Liberty, Talking While Married, Voice of a Nation. There's so many. Go check it out over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Please subscribe to the iHeartRadio, Spotify, all the apps. You can also find America Out Loud on the official America Out Loud app. Thank you guys for joining us, and remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.